Well, praise the Lord. Thank God for Jesus today. Thank God for, praise God, another opportunity to come and share with you the precious words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise God. I am Pastor James A. Dansby of Great Commission Fellowship here in Birmingham, Alabama. Praise God, and so glad to be able to come once again and declare to you and to the world that the Lord Jesus Christ, He is the answer. He's the answer to all of our problems, whatever situation we may be facing. Praise God, He's able to do abundantly above all that we could ever think or imagine in our hearts if we would only put our trust in Him. The Bible says we're to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and lean not to our own understanding or all thy ways. We should acknowledge Him, and He will direct our path. And praise God, we just thank God for this opportunity on this Sunday morning. This Sunday morning, fellow leading of the Lord, to praise God, to share with you on this Sunday morning, praise God, April the 4th, I believe it is, and I just count it all joy just to be able to come to you, hopefully to enlighten you. But I do have a word. I have a word from the Lord just for you today. Praise God. And if you look with me to the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew's Gospel, and it's important that you look with me. Praise God. Don't take my word for anything. I think that's one of our great problems, as you may see in this study this morning. Our great problem is that we have trusted those whom we have placed in leadership positions to lead and guide us. And I think we have gone quite a distance down the rabbit trail. And praise God, we've gotten off the path that God has set for His people. And it's important that we come back, that we repent, and we come back to where God has instructed us and do the will of God. Amen. Praise God. But do look with me. Get your Bibles out. Praise God. At this time, it should be, praise God, for you that are attending worship this morning. Praise God. This should be afternoon, and when you get an opportunity to watch this, and some of you that are not attending worship at all, many have closed down completely, and they seem, for whatever reason, they felt that they should close down the house of worship, and because we hadn't come to that point yet. We're still worshiping the Lord, and praise God. We just pray that this word will be a blessing to you. I hope you got it now. You have Matthew 7? Matthew 7 and 21. We're looking at Matthew 7 and 21. Praise God. And it says there, not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And then Jesus said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name, praise God, have cast out devils. In thy name we have done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them. So Christ said, then will I profess unto them that I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Father, in Jesus' name, we bless you today. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come share with your people, Lord, the precious words of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray the anointing of the Holy Spirit might come upon us, Lord, and we might be enlightened today. Bless the speaker and the hearers today, Lord, that Christ might be glorified in our lives. And we give you all praise, all glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. We're taking our thought today from that 23rd verse there. Praise God. Christ speaking here. And praise God. He said, then will I profess unto them, I knew you not. I never knew you. I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Jesus never knew you. That's what we're going to talk about here on this Sunday morning here. Praise God. That many have chosen to call a special Sunday, and because we believe every Sunday is a special Sunday. We that are true believers, we believe the Resurrection Sunday is every Sunday, every day that we worship the Lord. And we believe that if there be no resurrection, then there are no need of us, praise God, preaching this gospel or testifying to the glory of God. But now, Jesus never knew you, is what Christ says here. I never knew you. who Jesus said. Praise God. And as Jesus closes out, praise God, we know this is that great Sermon on the Mount here. And as Jesus closed out that Sermon on the Mount, he utters what, praise God, what I believe in my heart, I believe that are the saddest words that are found in the entire Word of God. I never knew you. Praise God. But now, before he made this very, very disappointing statement to many what I term self-deceived church folks, before he made this statement, he explained in verses 13 and 14, if you just look back there, you know, I'm not going to read it, but he explained to them just how straight and narrow the way, you know, the way is that leads to eternal life. And the fact that there are few, he said, that finds it. Few there be. That's what he says in those verses there. Few there be that find it. And, you know, that's many will say to me, Lord, Lord, but now only a few will find eternal life. Now, that's what Christ says. And then in those verses of this same chapter here, he says in verses 15 through 20 there, I think he gives us one of the reasons why many will not make it to heaven. And that's because of the false prophets, he called them, false preachers and false evangelists, the false leaders that we have in our churches today that encourages souls into thinking that the broad way, you know, where everybody's doing it. And the Bible said, beware when all people are doing it. Beware when the world is celebrating a day that man has made up himself. Jesus said himself, beware when everybody. But see, we got leaders today, preachers and false prophets. That's what Jesus said in verses 15 through 20. You can read it for yourself of this seventh chapter here. He said there are false prophets and preachers and teachers and all these will be responsible for leading people onto a broad way where there are many travelers, many people think alike. They all kind of are on the same page in the right way. And in some demonic way, they convince them. These leaders today have convinced people that the road that leads to hell is really the road that leads to heaven. Well, that's a trick. That's a great trick there. I'm talking about a flim-flam, that's a flim-flam there. But they convince people, praise God, that the road that leads to hell somehow is going to lead you to heaven. Praise God. But we know that the number one reason why many will miss heaven, praise God, is because of our sinful hearts, our sinful nature. And we have not allowed the Lord to perform that delicate operation and give us a new heart and a new spirit. Praise God. That's what we need today. But now, in this Sermon on the Mountain here that we're looking at here, this is the last of the messages that Christ gives here on the Sermon on the Mountain here. He warns us of the evil of our sinful nature and the evil of these false prophets, our leaders, our so-called leaders today that lead people into hell. But now, also of the evil, he warns us of the evil of being self-deceived. I call it self-deceived, deceiving your own self. It's one thing to have people to make a fool out of you, but when you make a fool out of yourself, boy, that's pretty sad, isn't it? Thinking that you're saved and when all the while you're on your way to hell. That's what the Bible said, just plain out. And see, we must realize that there are wicked sinners, praise God. There are wicked sinners, and there's also what we call religious sinners, very religious, but they're sinners, and what they have in common is whether it's religious sinners or whether it's wicked sinners, they all have this one thing in common. Praise God, they both on their way to hell. That's just the fact there. Praise God. In that verse 20 again, that verse 20, praise God, Jesus began, verse 21, that is, I'm sorry, in that verse 21 there of Matthew 7, Jesus began by saying, not everyone, not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Not everybody, and not everybody. And then, you know, a lot of people, Lord this and Lord this. I love the Lord. Praise God. God is good. We have a lot of rhetoric today about this. And it's what Jesus is saying as he closes out his Sermon on the Mountain here. And this scene here that he's speaking of, when many are going to say, Lord, Lord, is the day of judgment. He's talking about the day of judgment. Praise God. When the Bible says the dead and the small and the great, praise God, shall stand before the Lord. Praise God. All of them are going to stand before the Lord. We got to die one day. Praise God. Oh, yes. Revelation 20 and 13, I believe it is. 20 and 13 says that every man will be judged. Every man will be judged according to his words. Praise God. According to what we've done in this body down here. Whether it be good, whether it be bad. We're going to be judged by the Lord. But now, first, we see when Christ opened up here with not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. See. First, we see here. We can see that religious people have some very impressive resumes. Praise God! These religious church folks, they got resumes, religious resumes, very impressive. They call Jesus Lord, 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 Lord. They say their confession, their profession of faith. It's spot on. It's right. It's good. Lord, Lord. That's what we call them. Lord, Lord. And they have always acknowledged Christ as their Lord. I'm talking about these religious church folks now. They always have. They, praise God, they acknowledge him as being the Son of God. Praise God. They acknowledge his virgin birth. They acknowledge his atonement for our sins, as well as, praise God, the resurrection from the grave. Especially today, on the day that we have made a special day to honor his resurrection. And in addition to all these things, they have preached in God's congregation. I'm talking about now the resume, religious resume of our religious folks today. Praise God. They said they preached and they taught and praise God, they have evangelized in his name. In his name, they said. Praise God. I'm sure they end all their prayers in Jesus' name. I'm sure, praise God, they said, well, they said, actually, we cast out devils, Lord. So they cast out demons and devils in Jesus' name. Praise God. They did many wonderful works, they said, in Jesus' name. But sad part about it, yet many of these same people, they're not saved. And I think it's why it behooves us to examine ourselves, especially in light of this day that so many people across the world are celebrating with the Easter eggs, the rabbits, and all the rest of these things here. You know, it's kind of like these bills that are passing in Congress, you know. It's supposed to be earmarked for one thing, but then they add so many other things to it. Praise God. We're supposed to be celebrating the resurrection, which, is something that a man has decided to do. But now look what you added to it. The rabbits, the eggs. What else have you added to it? All and anybody, everybody participate, sinners and all. You don't have to be saved. You could be anybody. You can participate. Now, you got to determine in your heart whether this is really the will of God. They that do the will of my Father. Praise God. That's what Jesus said here on the Sermon on the Mount. These are the ones that are going to be saved. But now, many of these people that says, they'll preach, Lord, I've preached in your name. I've taught in your name. Lord, I've evangelized in your name. Praise God. I've cast out demons in your name. Lord, I've done many good works in your name. Jesus is going to say, I do. Praise God. I never knew you. I never knew you. They're not saved. And many of you today, you're listening to me right now. Praise God. You're churchy. You're full of church. You're full of church, but you're not saved, though. Praise God. See, self has never really vacated the throne of your hearts. You're never really given your heart completely to Christ. Praise God. You know about Christ, but do Christ know you? Do Christ know you? That's the question, you know. Many of us say we know the Lord, but now Christ said he is saying that last day when many of us stand before him, and all of us will have to, I never knew you. Huh? They know key scripture. These people know scripture. They know some very key scriptures. John 3:16. For God so loved the world. They'll quote, well, he gave his only begotten son. They know all this. They quote these scriptures here. Praise God. A lot of them are a little bit deep, and they'll go down to Acts, and they'll get Acts 16:31. The Lord said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. They know all these scriptures, but they still unsaved, though. Oh, boy, I never knew you. Jesus said, I never knew you. And again, Let us remember. It's important that we remember, praise God, who these people are here that Christ is speaking these words to. Not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Praise God. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name cast out devils. In thy name done many wonderful works. And I will profess unto them. Christ said, I never knew you. I don't know you. Praise God. And again, we got to remember now, these people that Christ is talking about here, it's not the drunkards. He ain't talking about the drunkards out there, the dope heads out there, the homeless, or praise God, the pimps and the prostitutes, the gamblers. He's not talking about these people. It's preachers. He's talking about leaders. He's talking about preachers, elders, deacons, and choir members and missionaries and church members and bishops. And he's talking about quote unquote religious people. These people profess to know Christ, but to them, Christ will one day say, I never knew you. Praise God. He's specific about who he's talking about. Amen. I once knew you. Not that he ain't saying that I once knew you. No. I just don't own you anymore. That's not what Christ is saying here. No. He's saying I never. Yes, all that you have done, all these, your resume is impeccable. It's beautiful. But I don't know you. I never knew you. The church knew you. Yes, I know your name was on the roll. Oh, Christ said, I know your name was on the roll. Praise God. Even the world knew you. They call you the Reverend. Some call you the right Reverend. Some of them call you the right Dr. Reverend. Some of them call the First Lady. You the First Lady. Huh? Some call Dr. This, Dr. Reverend. Huh? Rabbi. Some call you Rabbi. Some call you Bishop. And praise God, even the people sometime in the neighborhood, you held you in such high esteem. You were somebody great. You were great. Praise God. Everybody talked about you. But I never knew you, though. I never really knew you. In 2 Thessalonians, if we look at that second chapter there, in 13th verse there, Paul says to the saints there, God has from the beginning, 2 Thessalonians 2:13, God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. From the beginning, God said, I've chosen my people to salvation. Praise God, through a separating process, sanctification, through belief in the truth. But Christ says, even then, in that beginning, when I chose my people, praise God, I never knew you. What frightening words. These are frightening words. Praise God. In John 17, that high priestly prayer of Christ, when he poured out his heart, praise God, to the Father for his people. Listen to him now. Listen, in that verse 9, John 17, verse 9, praise God. If you can't keep up with me here, just kind of write them down. Go back and look at them. Praise God. Be a Berean now. Be a Berean Christian. Praise God. Don't take nobody wood. Don't take no wooden nickels. Jim Jones ain't dead yet. Praise God. He one of them died, but there's a whole bunch of Jim Jones that took his place. Amen. Praise God. John 17:9, Christ says, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, he says, not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me. These are the ones Christ prayed for. Praise God. It wasn't for many of you that listened to me. It wasn't for you. I know you go to church. Yeah, that's who he's talking to. He's talking to church folks. Many of you are going to say, Lord, Lord, didn't I do this? Didn't I do that? In your name, Lord, in your name. But it wasn't for the many that he was praying for here in John 17. Huh? Christ will say to many, I never knew you. Praise God. That's the word today that God told me to share with you and have you to contemplate the importance of our relationship with the Lord. Not knowing about him, but knowing him intimately. I know Martin Luther King through media and through the things I've heard and read, but I don't really know him. I never had no relationship with him. And that's the kind of problem. That's the relationship many of you have with the Lord today. Praise God. Listen to Malachi 3. Praise God. Malachi 3 and 17, this morning. Look there with me quickly. And it says here, Malachi 3:17, and they, talking about the saints now, talking about the saints of God. The Lord said, and they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. Oh, praise God. When I make up my jewels, my people, when I gather my people. See, Christ's jewels, they right now, they're scattered all over the world. Christ's jewels, they all over the world. Praise God. And what the Lord is doing today, he's gathering his people today, each and every day, for that great day, that climax day. Praise God. His diamonds, praise God. Some of these jewels, some of us are diamonds, some of us are rubies, some of us are pearls. Praise God. I'm talking about God's people, all kind of precious stones God has in his jewel box. But now, there will be many imitations. You always got some cut glass and imitation jewels in them jewel boxes. Amen. And we got a lot of imitations in the church today saying, Lord, Lord, didn't I do this, Lord? Didn't I do this for you, Lord? Oh, God, didn't I serve on the board? My mama's name on a pew. Lord, Lord. Praise God. He's gathering his people, but the imitations are there. Huh? Are you an imitation? Are you the real thing this morning? Are you the real thing? Many imitations are going to stand before the Lord in that last day. You're going to be shining and sparkling, and you're going to be just sprouting out your resume and what all you've done for the Lord. And the Lord's going to interrupt you and say, brother, I never knew you. I never knew you. Praise God. And that's going to be the end. That's going to be the end for you. Praise God. Isaiah 53, well-known passage of scripture to all of us. 53 and 5, Christ says there, I was wounded. I was wounded for somebody's transgression. And I was bruised, he says there, for somebody's iniquities. The chastisement of somebody's peace was laid upon me. And through my stripes, somebody shall be healed. Now, the question is, are you that somebody? Are you one of those somebody? Huh? Maybe he's not talking about you, Pastor. Maybe these words are not for you. Maybe it's not for you, First Lady. Maybe it's not for you, Bishop, Reverend, church members. Huh? To you, Christ maybe one day going to say just the opposite. I never knew you. It wasn't for you. It wasn't for you, because I never. It's not that I once knew you and I abandoned you. No, I just never, while you were going through the ritual of worshiping me, going through the routine of saying that you were the child of God. Christ said, I never knew you. Praise God. Then will come that dreadful sentence, depart from me. Oh, praise God. Well, depart from me. God's going to say to many, depart from me, from my grace. Depart from my grace, from my fellowship, from my presence. Just depart from my very presence, from my peace, and depart into everlasting darkness. Praise God, because, brothers and sisters, I never knew you. I never knew you. Sad words, but many of you are going to hear those words. Even though you're dressed in your Easter frock this morning, praise God, and you're getting ready to go somewhere. They even tell me today that some of your leaders got drive-by communion today. Praise God, and they lining up, drive-by communion. Anybody can have it. Anybody. Is that the will of God? That anybody take communion? Is that the will of God? Or is this for the children? Everybody can't sit at God's table. Well, why are your leaders? Why are your leaders are doing idiotic things like this? They're leading you into that path where Christ will say, I never knew you, but you're deceived, aren't you? You are deceived. Your leaders have deceived you, and you have deceived yourself. Praise God. Many of our grave sites, praise God, I just marvel at the, we got graveside burials now because of this COVID thing. And many beautiful expressions will be given and are given every day when we bury someone. Beautiful flowers, praise God, just line the caskets, and testimonies will go forth of the great love and care that this individual had for his family and for people in general. Praise God. And they will say, now, well, you know, this is what we always say. Well, we'll see them in heaven. Praise God. Praise the Lord. We're going to see them in heaven one day. Or we'll meet up again. But now Jesus says, what does the Lord say? I never knew you. I never knew you. Oh, you got a claim down there. Praise God. The obituary section in the newspaper. Oh, boy. You had a long article. It was about Yonder Long, wasn't it? In that newspaper. Your accomplishments that were listed. So beautifully listed. Praise God. How you was well known worldwide. Praise God for your scholastic achievement, your humanitarian efforts, and praise God for your financial contributions to the poor, the downtrodden. All these things are listed so beautifully in the obituary column in the newspaper. But now Jesus says to you, I never knew you. When you stand up before the Lord, after you've gotten all these accolades down here and you got to stand, the bottom line is every one of us going to have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And Christ said to many of you that were lifted so high down here, praise God, I will say to you, I never knew you. Even in the midst of your Lord, Lord, didn't I do this, Lord? Didn't I do this, Lord? He'll say to you, I never knew you. Praise God. You led the choir. Oh, boy, he led, directed the choir so beautifully. Oh, the people shouted. The people danced. The people rejoiced. Surely, they said, surely the people said, in heaven, he gonna go. He gonna be leading that heavenly choir. But Jesus gonna say to him, her, I never knew you. Oh, those are saddest words in the world, isn't it? To be deceived and thinking that you're gonna get a ticker tape parade. Praise God, down those golden streets in heaven. And then, praise God, to get there to find out that the Lord will ignore you completely. Why? Because he never knew you. Praise God. Isaiah 28. Look at Isaiah 28 there. Turn that in your Bibles. Isaiah 28. Familiar passage of scripture, but, well, maybe not familiar to everyone. Familiar to us that are Bible students. But Isaiah 28. And look at 14 there. 14. We'll begin at 14. Read a few verses there. And the Lord says here in 14, he says, wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, ye scornful men, is what he says, huh? That rule this people that is in Jerusalem. He's talking to leaders now, huh? This is our problem today. Leadership, bad leadership. Listen to it again. I'm going to read that again. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, he says, ye scornful men. That rule this people that is in Jerusalem. Be not many masters. Your damnation gonna be great. Don't be great. I didn't volunteer for this. I didn't volunteer to be a leader. I am a leader, but I didn't volunteer. God called me. A lot of you volunteered. Praise God. And your motive is not to lift up the name of Jesus. Your motive is not to glorify the Lord. Your motive is to glorify yourself. Praise God, and to feed off of these poor people. Jesus called them scornful men that rule this people that is in Jerusalem. Because, he says in that verse 15, you have said, we have made a covenant with death. Praise God, and with hell, we are at agreement. With the overflowing scourge, when the overflowing scourge, he says, shall flow through, it shall not come unto us. That's what they're saying. For we have made lies our refuge. And under the falsehood, we have hid ourselves under falsehood. This is what they said. This is what the people are saying, huh? But now look at that verse 16. Look what God says. He said, therefore saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. And he that believeth shall not make haste. That's what the Lord says. Praise God. And I've said over and over again, brother, over and over again, as are many, many other the saints of God, we've said that the greatest mission field in the world today is in our churches. You got to go overseas. We got lost folks in the church. So many right here in America, right here in Birmingham, Alabama, we got a host of lost people in the church. Our church rolls and pews, praise God, are filled with people who have made professions of faith and are trying to live the Christian life. They're trying without Christ, though, without Christ in their heart. They're trying hard. They don't know the Lord. And praise God, and worst of all, they're not known of the Lord. They don't know him. He don't know them. They know about him, praise God. But the life of Christ, the life of joy and peace, they don't know that. They don't have that. Praise God. Many of you listen to me right now on this day, right this morning. Praise God. This afternoon, probably for some of you now. Praise God. You've been in church practically all your life. Most of you, some of you, all your life. But you don't know Christ. You don't know Christ. You're lost. You're lost, and you know you're lost. You have seen and heard the preaching of God's word for many years. But Jesus said, your problem is you have eyes, but you cannot see. Huh? You have ears, but you cannot hear. Because God has to open your eyes. God has to open your ears so you can hear the word of the Lord. Not the word of this preacher here. Praise God, I just say what God tell me to say. But the Holy Spirit is the one that has to give you ears to hear what God is saying through me. Praise God. Look at verse 14 there of that Isaiah 28 there. Look at it again. Wherefore hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord is what he says here now. You scornful men, you rebellious men that rule the people, you leaders, you leaders. Imagine, can you imagine leaders today on this Sunday with a line up drive through communion where everybody can take communion. Is that God's will? Come on, wake up, people. Y'all know that's sacrilegious. That's the abomination of desolation that Daniel talked about. When you see it standing in the temple, oh boy, desecrating God's word, praise God. These rulers building a reputation for themselves. The people of Jerusalem was ruled by religious leaders, supposedly God's spokesman who caused the people to rebel against God's word, to live contrary to the word of God. And they became so comfortable in their sinful behavior that they did not fear death. They said they didn't fear death. Nor hell. Praise God. That verse 15, they said, we made a covenant. The leadership led them into this type of mentality. We made a covenant with death. An agreement with hell. We made an agreement with hell. We ain't afraid of it. In other words, what they're saying is we know that there's a heaven. Praise God. We know that there is a hell. But we're not going to hell. That's what they said. We're not going there. If anybody going to heaven, I've had them tell me, every bowl, I've had them stand up before me. I'm talking about, I know I'm going to heaven. Praise God. I know I'm going to be one of them there. Praise God. They're so confident. Even while they're living in sin. Boyfriend, girlfriend. Praise God. Homemonging around and drinking and frolicking and clubbing and gambling. But they know, I know I'm going to heaven. Praise God. They made a covenant with death. They made an agreement with hell. That's what the Bible says. Praise God. They ain't afraid. They ain't afraid of the judgment, even though we all going to have to stand before the Lord. They're not afraid. Just God going to bless you. That's all they want to hear the preacher say. And that's all these preachers got. That's all they say. God going to give you material. Thing. Honey, I see a blessing for you. Oh, God got a blessing for you, honey. Huh? Why don't you tell them about hell? Preachers, evangelists, whatever, whoever you are, tell them about hell. Tell them about the judgment that is to come. Don't let them be comfortable talking about going to heaven and living in sin at the same time. Look at that again. Now, Isaiah 28, that 15 verse again. He says, the Lord says here, when the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. That's what they say. We ain't afraid of it. Praise God. We ain't afraid of that flood of judgment. God's judgment, when it come rushing down, praise God upon us. We're not afraid of that. Praise God. They're bold. Praise God. When they got baptized and joined the church, the preacher told them they were saved. Praise God. They saved right now. If you die, you'll go to heaven right now. Although they living in sin. Haven't renounced it. Hadn't repented of their sin. But the preacher done told them. Praise God. And they're not worried about hell. They worry about judgment. Praise God. These deceived souls, they're deceived. Will one day stand before the Lord God and name all those things that they have done on the usher board, singing the choir. Praise God, I was the janitor, all kind of things. And the Lord will look at them and say, I never knew you. I don't know you. You don't know me. You know about me, but you don't know me. And that's the limit of the knowledge of many of you church folks today. You know about Christ, but you don't know him. You hadn't been born again. And your preacher don't talk about that. He don't talk about sin, do he? No, you don't hear him saying about no sin. Repentance, you don't hear nothing like that. No, God's going to bless you, honey. I see a blessing for you. Oh, honey, I see your blessing for you. But when you get it, don't forget the preacher now. Don't forget the preacher. Oh, don't forget the preacher. That's all you hear today. Praise God. But look at that 15 verse again now. They said, for we have made lies our refuge. That's what they said. Christ read. The Lord's reading their mind here. You made lies your refuge. And on the falsehood, they said, we'll hid ourselves. See, the Lord just reading their heart and mind. But the preachers have given this false hope. It's the leaders. Poor leadership throughout the world. here in this city, Birmingham, Alabama. Poor leadership. Today, many of you, praise God, many of you that are listening to me right this very moment, praise God, right this very moment, you're hiding behind, praise God, a refuge of lies. You're hiding behind falsehoods. Praise God, that baptism that you are participating in, what was it, 20, 30, 40 years ago, 60 years ago? I was baptized when I was 12. I confessed Christ when I was 12. Huh? Oh, God, you hiding behind that, aren't you? Praise God, hiding behind your profession of faith that you openly confessed before the church that when you came forward. You hiding behind that, aren't you? Huh? Praise God, you're working the church, you're singing in the choir, you're, praise God, serving on the board, the usher board. You tithed it. I paid my tithe. You hiding behind that. Refuge of lies. Lies, huh? Praise God. And your service as teachers. I was a Sunday school teacher for many, many years. I was a trustee in the church for many. I was a deacon. I was the pastor, senior pastor for many, many years. But God says, they're all lies. They're just lies you're hiding behind. Praise God. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? And these things are not going to get you to heaven. See, I just tell you the truth. See, most people won't tell you the truth, but I just tell you the truth because I'm not trying to build a reputation. I'm not trying to be popular. Praise God. I'm lifting up the name of Jesus. Praise God. I've been called to glorify the Lord, to give him the greatest honor and to bring you into, praise God, that honoring of the Lord. But praise God, we have leaders that have another alternative motive. But now one day Christ's going to say, I never knew you. Praise God. That Isaiah 28 and that 16 verse. God is going to speak. Now listen to the Lord. He's going to speak now. God is about to address these lying church folks and the preachers, these lying preachers who have assured these people that they're going to go to heaven anyhow, no matter how you live. Oh, God, what you do. See, God called us to sanctification, to live a sanctified life. But that verse 16, look what the Lord says here. Therefore, praise God. Now, forget about your refuge of lies and all these things you're hiding behind. He said, therefore, in verse 16, thus saith the Lord God. That's what he says here. Thus saith the Lord God. Behold, I lay in Zion. God said, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone. A tried stone, praise God, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, he says. And he that believeth, truly believe in the Lord, shall not make haste. He that believeth shall not make haste. See, God is saying to us today that in Zion, praise God, he said yesterday, he said today, in Zion. And when he says Zion here, behold, I lay in Zion, he's talking about the church, basically, and that heavenly kingdom. He's also included there. In Zion, he says, there's only one acceptable place to build your life. Down here. That will get you a well done from God. That's what you want to hear, well done. Thy good and faithful servant. That's what we want to hear. But now, a lot of you are going to hear, I never knew you. I never knew you, because that place that we should have built our lives on, that stone, that rock, praise God, the Bible said that rock is Christ. Well, Paul said in Corinthians, that rock is Christ. See, we build our lives on the rock, praise God, on the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our rock, praise God. He is our rock in a weary land, the Bible says, praise God. And to get to heaven, Christ and his word must be the foundation. It has got to be the foundation of our lives to get to heaven. Praise God. And God also calls Christ, he called him a tried stone. Praise God. He's not just a stone. Oh, God, he's not just a foundation stone. He's a tried stone. He's been tried in the fire. Christ was tried in the fire. And he came through, praise God, tried by that same devil. That same devil that tried our parents, Adam and Eve, in the garden. He was tried by that same devil, praise God, in Matthew 4. Y'all know about it. Praise God. And all of us today, praise God, praise God. We have taken the Lord through many trials, praise God. But he was tried, praise God, by that devil with those three great temptations that many of us fall prey to here in the world today, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Christ, he came at Christ with all three of those great temptations. Praise God. Told him, praise God, to turn these, knowing you're hungry, Christ, won't you turn these stones into bread? Praise God. I already told Christ, I know you're hungry. You've been fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. I watch you. I've been checking you out. Praise God. The lust of the flesh. Why don't you turn these stones into bread? You're able to do that. Praise God. Christ said, it is written. Oh, praise God. You don't tempt the Lord thy God. But then he came with him, the lust of the eyes. Praise God. Had the audacity. The devil had the audacity to take Christ up and show him all the kingdoms of this world. In the moment's glance, the Bible said, and told him, said, all these things I'll give you, Christ, if you would just worship me. The lust of the eyes. Showed him all these things that you people are chasing today, that think you can chase today and then go to heaven at the same time. He showed him all the things that they could be occupied and preoccupy their lives with. Praise God. So if you just fall down and worship me, Christ, I'll give you all these things. They're yours. Praise God. Just put it on your ledger. Put it on the board. It's been yours. Praise God. Christ said, it's written. No. Then the pride of life. See, all three of these things. Praise God. Adam and Eve, he threw them at them and they fell. But praise God, the pride of life told Christ here. Praise God. Took him on the pinnacle of the temple, the Bible says in Matthew 4, and told him to jump down. Praise God. God will give his angels charge over thee. They'll keep you. You ain't got to worry. Come on, Jesus. Show what you got. Show your stuff here. When you know you got the stuff, ain't you got the stuff? Jump down, Lord. Just jump down. Praise God, your angels, they will be there to catch you. Praise God, the pride of life. That's written. It's written, devil. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God. Him only shall thy worship. See, the enemy want to be worshipped. And many of you today, you said, Lord, Lord. But you fall and prey to all these temptations. You're living under the power of these temptations today. But yet you say that you're going to heaven. You think you're going to take that resume of yours before God. Praise God. And God's going to be impressed. You're going to say, Lord, Lord, didn't I do this, Lord? And didn't I do that in your name? Praise God. But now, he wasn't only a tried stone here. Not tried by the devil, but, you know, just think how he was tried here on earth by men on earth. The Old Testament saints for thousands of years, look how they tried him. Look how the prophets cried and moaned because the people wouldn't hear. He was tried through his prophets that he sent to give them the good word. And praise God, he's tried by the people of God today. Some of us, praise God, people of God, true people of God. We're not giving it our all in all. We're not giving Christ our own all in all. Praise God. But Christ, he was a tried stone, a precious cornerstone. Praise God, a sure foundation, but he never crumbled. He never sinned, and that's why he qualified to be Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He qualified to get all praise, all honor is due to the Lord today. Praise God, because he was tried in the fire. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. Hallelujah, all love aground is sinking sand. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but swollen lean on Jesus' name. Praise God. He is worthy to be praised. And as I close today on this Sunday here, that praise God, we have chosen to worship and serve the Lord in the capacity of the resurrection. Praise God. Even though, like I said, we have added the bunny rabbits and all these things to it, which is not the will of God. Go back to Matthew 7. We're going to close out where we started at. Matthew 7 and 21 there. That's where we started. Let's close it out here now. Not everyone, he says, that said unto me, Lord, Lord. Not everyone shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Can you truthfully say today that you're doing the will of God? Can you say that? Preachers, can you really say that? By not preaching hell, not by omitting hell and judgment to come, not talking about, praise God, living holy and sanctified lives, not talking about being born again of the Spirit. Can you really say you're doing the will of God? When you're not teaching and preaching the whole gospel to these people, but nothing but blessings. God want to bless you. I see a house. I see a car. It ain't about that. Praise God. And I know God is offended. I'm offended. Praise God. Can you truthfully say today that you're striving to do the will of God? I'm talking about the whole will of God. Can you really say that? See, all that should matter to you and me today is, do you know Jesus? And do Jesus know you? Praise God. That should be the most important things. Not these accolades. Not these so-called works that you have done to impress the Lord. Lord, Lord, didn't I do this in your name? Praise God. Doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor. Doesn't matter. Praise God. I'd rather be poor, praise God, and go to heaven than be rich and spend my time in hell. It don't matter whether you're educated or uneducated. Praise God, I'd rather be an ignoramus, praise God, and go to heaven than to be a Rhodes Scholar and end up in hell. Praise God. It don't matter whether I got good health or whether you got good health or whether you're sick. It don't matter. It don't matter. Praise God, I'd rather go to heaven sick than to go to hell in a healthy body. All these things don't matter. In your dying day, you will need a friend that stick closer than a brother. Praise God, and that's Jesus Christ. You're going to need a friend. You're going to need a friend whose name is above every name. Praise God. And that name is Jesus. That's who you're going to need, brother. Do you know him today? Do you know him today? Or better still, do he know you? Or will he say to you in that day, when all of us will stand before him, I never knew you? If you like this video, go over and hit that like button. And then, praise God, come back and hit the subscribe button. And when I come again, praise God, I bring you what thus saith the Lord, without any strings attached, not trying to glorify myself, but to lift up the name of Jesus. Until that time, may God bless you. May God keep you. Is my prayer.